श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास ऑन फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 66 गिवन श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर इस्कॉन वृंदावन एंड आल्सो गोदाष्टमी ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ श्री श्री राधा कुंड
Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Parikshit. Everybody is happy and the dacoits, thieves are always scared because they are very heavy. And just like as Lord Ramchandra's reign when he was ruling. It happened to me that your authority is asking me not to speak of this, rather speak of the Radhakunda, which is supposed to be our among all places, holy places, that was the holiest of the holy places. She asked me yesterday, I was talking in Hindi, and since you are here, somebody might have gone. It is said, Rupa Goswami, we are supposed to call, we are called follower of Rupa Goswami. Actually, we are Gaudiya, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, follower. The path of the topmost devotee of Krishna, Radharani, gopis. As Krishna is worshipable, so Krishna's dham is worshipable. And how to worship? Ramma kachi brajavati bhakti. Those are the gopis of Vrindavan. Nobody can serve like Maharaj Yashoda to Krishna, like Lalita, Vishakha, Chappapranda, many others, ultimately Radha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this, though he is sannyasi, but highly glorified, the topmost devotee at the Krishna's devotees, and among them those who are cowherd girls, gopis. Of course, cowherd girls also, almost as well. Still, so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this, it's called Vipra Lamo Seva. Feeling separation from Krishna, sorry, is greater than being with Krishna directly. It is so intense that one feels the presence of Krishna. When he is feeling strong separation. So this is taught by all higher authorities in Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Krishna himself, to enjoy what Radharani feels serving Krishna, he must be enjoying more than Krishna himself. So Krishna himself took the form. More is Radharani serving Krishna, but Krishna himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. God was one, Krishna. In order to relish sweet pastime, he made himself two, one Krishna and Radharani. Then again, he became one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna with love and devotion. There is a mood. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur used to say, Radhakunda means, living in Radhakunda means serving Krishna with the mood of Radhakunda. The way Radhakunda serves Krishna, that is that mood. And so that is highest. That is highest. Only you know gopis did that. Get his gopi Radharani and her expansion and all the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Through, he taught first his associate, six Goswamis. They are our ideal devotee whom we should follow the footprints. Not directly. And their teachings coming down to our Acharya, say Jagannath Das Babaji. Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, down to Bhaktivinoda Thakur on his poems and songs, very nicely describe how to attain that. And that Guru Kishwardas Babaji always talking about where is my Radharani, where is my Radharani. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, depending on time, place and circumstances, he will give us this method and train his disciples. And among all his disciples, the brightest jewel to us is our founder Acharya, most beloved, Nitaila Purusha Sisma Abhaycharana Bhakti Vedanta Sani Sula Bhupala. So he said that we are called Rupa Nuga, especially Goswami's teachings, especially Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Again, more Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das. So Krishnadas Babaji, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, all explaining of Vishnu Chakravarti, Raghunath Das Goswami, remembering the lotus feet. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur will be saying, we pray that life after life can become the grain of dust that the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. That is, you should aspire, then you get everything easy. So, there, we say, Rupa Goswami, you want to make advancement in your past, you should read this Guru, Rupa Goswami. He should tell how it is. Any sannyasi, a real sannyasi, carry this book called Upodesamrita, nectar of all instruction. There in Radha Kunda, about Radha Kunda, it said that, I read the translation, not to say that, the holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha. Even Vaikuntha is superior than that is Mathura. Krishna says, somewhere I remember, that in Kartik, anybody comes to Mathura, of course Vrindavan, whole Bhajavan, and render devotion service, he will get special, very special mercy of the Lord. So you are all here. The whole year Vrindavan, not so many you see as this time, like a bees humming round the honeycomb. Everywhere, from all Sankara, they come. Right? To get little honey. What is the honey? Honey is bhakti. Honey is. You say, devotees are considered like the bees, Sankara compared. Bees are after honey. Krishna is also called honey. Rather than sometimes get what does it mean, madhu? When he was talking to the bumblebee, very sweet, and Krishna is very cunning. He talks in such a way, one word could have so many meanings. It could mean honey, or you drink. It could mean also Krishna. It could mean so many things. And this way, Krishna, Radharani, have had a very sweet pastimes. And gopis, Radharani expand himself to enjoy pastime with Krishna, meaning as Krishna expands himself. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur one place said, Krishna's pastimes are like a naughty boy who is standing in front of a mirror and mocking at him and enjoying. Whole thing is nothing but Krishna and Radharani. They're expanding just to enjoy pastimes, sometimes getting angry, sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy, but all are an absolute platform. Same. So, he said, so we have to be conscious to be in this town. Everybody cannot come here. Sometimes in India, millions should be somebody, a million. But his wife may be saying, let us go to Vrindavan, we are getting old, our son, daughter, all married. Now, what do you do here? They are like, we are just making money. He always says, no, I'm busy, I'll go out. Some of the time, some of ego. Even in the moment's time you are in Mathura, Vrindavan, this time, you can get so much mercy of Krishna. we cannot conclude. That is written in the scripture. Over and above, if you do service, so any devotee, you are always thinking, who was a Krishna consciousness me? Always thinking, how to serve Krishna with love and devotion, and then the guidance of their dear instruments, devotees. Devotees are very dear to Krishna. And Sushi, under the guidance of pure devotee, is always thinking, even any menial service you do, you be unlimited with this time. So it's saying, the holy place known as Mathura is special superior to the devotee. You say, anybody, anywhere in the world, if you want to make an advance, come to India, because Krishna only comes here. Why he is not coming other places? Krishna is very easy. He is an individual being. He has very long desire, liking this world. So he likes it. And he is always here. He never leaves a step out of Vrindavan. Never. Why? Because your devotees are so dear to Krishna. They love Krishna like anything. Radharani, all the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Upananda, their wives, all the sakhi, all the coward boys, they are mad at Krishna. They are simply waiting when Krishna will come here. That is why they are living. Otherwise they would have died feeling separation from Krishna. This is just a nice thing. So, the holy place known as Mathura, is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura, Puri is transcendental forest of all the world, that is Vrindavan. Because of Krishna's Rasa Lila pastime, Krishna enjoyed Rasa Lila pastime here. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan, he is Govardhani. Govardhani is Krishna. At the same time, there is another aspect. He is the shape of Vajra. Among all the Krishna servants, he is the greatest. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many great devotees mentioned. But among them, we are called Seva, special. That is three of them. Anybody can tell? One is Maharaj Yudhishthira. He is greatest devotee. One day Krishna will ask him, Krishna and Yudhishthira talking, the Pachupandava very dear to Draupadi, Kunti, Ayodhya, Arjuna, very, very dear to Krishna. One day Yudhishthira asked, what is Arjuna? How he can be conquered? Then Krishna said, yes, he can be conquered. You can conquer. All of you Pancha Pandava are so dear to me. You Mother Kunti, Draupadi, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Sagar, you already conquered. Huh? It's because you are 24 hours engaged. All your body, all your mind, all your sense, all your soul together. Always try to please me. Shishi Gaurangai, Shishi Krishna Balaam, Shishi Radha, Samsundra, Lalita, Vishaka. So, in Sanatana Goswami's book, Brihat Bhagavatam Gita, you see how who is great. And ultimately, Sanatana Goswami says, nobody can be as great a devotee like Radha. So this is come. And scripture is said, as Radhani is dearest to Krishna, so Radhani's Kunda, his lake, is also dearest to Krishna. And Krishna is every day, regularly, having sport with all the gopis along with Radhani in Shankunda. And Radhani is also there. Unfortunately, or shall I say fortunately, we can see Radha Kunda, we cannot realize it. Maybe some of you fortunately, over make arrangement so that we can come to Vrindavan. The money in our pocket, but to see Vrindavan is something different. To be alive in Vrindavan is a spiritual world. That's what Goswami is saying. Vishaya chariya kave shuddha hove mahana. When our consciousness, our mind will be purified by giving up all material desire, all sense gratification. You give up all your false designation, I am this, I am that, relates to the body. Give up all material desire, then you become pure. Then you can see. So you are not seeing? You are not realizing Vrindavan, Krishna here? Give up this. Then. With Goswami, every tree, they only one night they stay in one tree, the Goswami. They leave. By that time, their desire is to leave. So Sarkam Bule, Govardhan. Govardhan is saying, what is your desire? You are desiring Vaishnava Mahaprabhu? Mama Janmani, Janmani Sarva. My dear Lord, life after life, I simply want to serve in love and joy. Nothing else I want. That is you should be desiring. Desire. Maybe sometimes difficult. Depending on our background, how pure we are. So, he said, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, Chaitanya Madhulila, Das, maybe only one is here, if you don't mind, I just say quick. Hey, Mato Mahaprabhu, Nachite, Nachite, Ari Grami Ashibacha, Hoilo, Chambite, Ari Jirada, Kundavata, Puchelo, Pustane, Kihonai, Kwai, Songir, Brahma, Najane. Das Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to visit Vrindavan. This Goswami is here, always there is a relationship between the devotees. So his followers are here around the Goswami, he comes here. But he came to his senses. He was absorbed in the thought of Krishna, Radharani, all the devotees. He came to his external senses. Oh, anyway, where is he? He asked, he just arrived there. He is asking, where is the village called Arik Gram? This is actually Arik. It's changed from Arista. Arista is the name of the Asura, Arista Asura. You might have heard in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Krishna Bhagavad Gita, gave in detail. Arista Asura. Actually, this Arista. That in the heavenly planets, the demigods have got their guru, demons have their guru. We are in Bhuloka. If you are in the mode of goodness, you go to Bhuloka. More mode of goodness, you go to Mahaloka, Janaloka. It's a higher. Like Bhuloka, Bhuloka, there is all these loka there. There is demigods lives and Asuras. They come down. So there they have got the demigod's guru was Bihaspati and he has got a disciple. His name was Dijo Saptama Bara Tantra, something like that, big name. And he one day, sitting in front of his guru, he doesn't know the proper etiquette. We are getting initiated, we should know what is the ideal disciple should be, what the ideal guru is. And what is the relation, how to behave, how to act? That is what is teaching us in Krishna. He wrote it. He told about this and it's compiled by his disciple. It's called spiritual master and disciple. You find it. And there, the disciple, will anybody do that? Everybody knows in India. Don't stretch your leg towards the deity. Towards his representative. He's stretching. You become a bull. Bull stretches his leg. You become a bull. Vrisha. So anyway, he asked, he was born as a vrittas, as a Avishtha-sura-nagipunya. Because in association, he associated with devotee, here he become devotee. He associated with asura, he become asura. What is the difference? Asura means defy the authority of the Lord. I am God. And devotee, he surrender, submissive. This is this. Deva. He is devotee. Completely surrender. He is clear of devotee. But he is very humble. When Prabhupada was asked, what you are? The Prabhupada said, sir, no, I am not servant. It is not easy to become a servant. This position, God servant means God is purest. He also become pure. He become purest. He become. Can I speak with God? Go back to God. So Prabhupada made this ISKCON. He said, this is ISKCON means you come here to become as good as God. And then go back to God. Hey. He qualified, somebody asked, how is it that anybody can become pure and go back to God? He said, yes. Everybody can become pure and go back to God. But everybody won't. Why? Why? Because we have to qualify. Simply by initiation, simply becoming, having some danda, having some this, that, does not make him like that. No, from organizational point it is. But Prabhupada will say, now I give you this, qualify yourself. So this movement purpose is meant for building character. Change our bad habits and become pure. And then go back to God. Then I make this movement. Our magazine, reminding everybody our goal is back to Godhead. Back to Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. Now let us see who can qualify. He goes back. Doesn't matter, he comes from Russia, he comes from America, he comes from India, they come from Pakistan. Anyway, so this thing, it was, this Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastime. Everywhere Gojamandali go, there is pastime places of Krishna. Everywhere, and Radharani, and all the Sakis and cowherd boys, everywhere. You see now going, you get chance, sometime you go and see this place Krishna used to eat, this place Krishna used to, Krishna killed this place Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And at that spot, we discuss this, it's very delicious, very delicious, very delicious. So Krishna consciousness means, if Krishna consciousness means, you become fast, become very joyful. We can ask ourselves, are you making advancement? Are you becoming joyful? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kamsati. So Prabhupada used to tell, why you look long face? What's wrong with you? You are chanting, you are dancing, you are taking prasad. So what's wrong? They gave you too much service to do? Do your best. Be joyful. Chant, dance, take prasad. Krishna doesn't like. His devotee is more. So we know this way, we are advancing or not to Krishna. Become joyful. Otherwise, how will you chant that? By what? So he cursed him that Asura was Parishta. From that the name came now Arit. Where he killed that Asura. He used to terrorize whole of Vrindavan, Arishta. He is condescending to kill Krishna. And he will be going with his two horns, the Asura, making sound and these hoops of his leg. Yes. Well, shall I say? Making dust fly. And the gopis, cowherd girls, boys used to become elephants, afraid. When the Orishta will come and kill them. So once when Orishta was just terrorizing, the cowherd boys and girls said, Krishna, 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 Krishna says, no fear. We have to have faith. The Brajavasis believe Krishna, have faith in Krishna. We have to have faith in Krishna. One is surrender soul. One of the symptoms has that the pump faith in Krishna. There is fire all around. The cowherd boys and the cows. They say, Krishna, help! We know no one except him, please. He says, no fear, close your eyes. And he says, ah, do you believe? You are devotee, you should believe. Then Krishna will also give you protection. No? It is very simple, Prabhupada said. If you are a simple heart, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is very simple. Otherwise, maybe you speculating, reading many books, instead of Prabhupada's books, leaving ISKCON, jumping to another island, another, then difficult. Confused. Never leave ISKCON, Prabhupada said. Everything is there in my book. Everything is there in mind. Nobody can give you something higher. It's all nonsense. Simply you have to qualify. In time you will find everything is there. In purpose. Everything. Now you see. And above all, the super excellent Radha Kunda stands supreme, for it is overflooded with ambrosial nectar and prema of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. In my eyes, I must admit to you, when I go to Radha Kunda, I simply see water, I don't see prema. Anybody sees prema? Janardhan, who? You see. Because I heard that it is saying that even Narad Muni, who was saying, even Narad Muni cannot go there. How can you go and see love of Krishna there, Vishnu Prem? Huh? So, he said, in this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati writes that in great sages, great devotees, like Narad Muni, Sanaka Kumar, do not get an opportunity to come to Radha Kunda to take their bath. But Prabhupada took. Prabhupada took his disciple to Radha Kunda. And as I understand from them, Prabhupada took, asked them to take bath and told them, be serious, this Kunda you see, this is non-different from Radharani you are dealing with. Okay. Can take bath? Yes, with reverence. Then for some reason I heard, Prabhupada said, no, don't take bath. Just speak to someone. Behave yourself. This is what we heard. Come. So, you can take bath, also don't take bath. Depend on you. How is your mood? Be careful, this is Radha. Not different. We know, even all the top bhakta, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting there doing his bhajan. You go, Radha can you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, he's to do bhajan. Then the close of Balabhacharya is to sit down and do bhajan. Nityananda Shakti, mother. Nityananda Shakti, mother. Janava. Mother Janava was doing bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur always meditating on the lotus feet and praying to Mother Janava and Nityananda. She also, she is very soft hearted, great, and give the mercy of Nityananda. That's mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Radha Krishna is saying. So, there are all other six Goswamis. Most of you even Krishna Das Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is supposed to be postgraduate course, which is dealing with Ragman, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He wrote it there. Whom we always pray, how can he serve, become grain of dust Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami's samadhi is there and his bhajan is there. In what I see, where every day he will be taking bath 3 times, 5,000 times paying dandavat. For sleeping, eating, all this maybe 1.5 hours spending. Whole day either writing book, chanting the holy name, no time for eating and sleeping. Only 1.5 hours sometimes. After whole day in the afternoon, taking little matha, buttermilk, in a small place, is called donut, like this much. And one day, seeing his associate, his servant, thinking, how much is he eating? He's nothing drinking. So he make a big donut with cup and brought. And threw it away. We say we are not this body, but sometimes we may not act like that. Where there is some palatable dishes, no prasad. Because in the beginning it's okay, but if you realize you are not this body, you should be attached to bodily comforts and pleasure. That is the meaning of prasada seva. Didn't say prasada bhojan? Prasada bhojan? Same thing. You say, jiva lalase iti uti dhai. One to satisfy his tongue, running here, running there. For him, Krishna also run away far. Run away far. So one day in this kind of sound to say, don't, and nothing against anybody, there's something practical. He said, please bring prasad. What is this? I taught you to eat this? What Krishna like? We eat. What Krishna like? Rice, dal, sabji, puri. Gulab jam, samosa, kachori, no. You can't make it? Yeah, all those things are there? Yeah? What is this? This is all vegetarian. No. But Krishna said? Krishna said he liked this? This is all vegetarian. Oh, I see. Yes. I told you? You remember I told you what to eat? Don't change what I gave. Then everything will be finished. This is book. Everything is there. So we should read carefully Bhagavad book and act. Then easily you can go back to God. The moment you act and sutra, Bhagavad says, everything will be finished. So, here is so that day after killing Krishna, wanted, Krishna is an individual being, he is something having, he also has a desire, he wanted to have, enjoy Rasa Leela. But he told gopis, mind, Radha and Rasa Leela, hey, Krishna, you kill the cow, most sinful activity, don't touch us, don't come here. Then, you have to be purified. This is Krishna's pastime, you understand? Sometimes getting angry between cowherd boys, cowherd girls, Radharani. Sometimes they get angry, sometimes they get angry. Again, pacify. Very nice. So, again, it's all very nice here. So, what I have to do? You become purified, I tell you. You did all most sinful activity. What I have to do? You have to be purified. How? You have to, in 3 words, all the places of pilgrimage, all the sacred divas, you have to take back. Then you consider. Krishna says, but I don't leave Vrindavan. How can I? We don't know. You become purified. Otherwise, no, that's okay. Yeah? What shall I do? Krishna thought something, smiled. Alright. Krishna at once mentally called all the sacred rivers of the three worlds. He put his leg, at once, with his leg he pushed with his back side of his leg, what is called? Hill. He pressed. At once, he desired. Ganga came from lower mental system. Ganga is calling lower mental system what? Bhogavati. And celestial mind has come? Mandakini. Something like that. Here may be Bhagirathi. Anyway, the same. Spirit. She came. Then he called others. Pushkar Tirtha. Tirtharaj Prayag. Ganga came. They called Jamuna. Sarasati. Godavari. Ajanta. Sarju. All kinds. Kheer Sagar. Milk Ocean. Salt Ocean. Then the gopis say, Krishna says, so they are here. We don't believe you. We are not seeing. And Krishna smiled. And then at once, all the personified sacred jewels and the Tirtha place of pilgrimage manifested their form, stood in folded hands in front of Krishna. Then, still they are not happy, all the gopis. You purify yourself. Then Krishna took bath. There, Krishna made a kunda and took bath there. And asked, you also came in this material world. You have to do some pious activity. You also take bath. Rather, we come here. All the gopis come here. And I said, no, I don't take bath in your kunda. Why? Because you are not pure. They are not pure. Why kill them and then take bath? This is not pure. Now he is having some fun with Krishna. He is dealing with him. Then what Krishna is thinking, what to do? Rana said, we make our own kunda. I make my own kunda. You make your kunda, I make my kunda. Then Radharani asked the girls, all the gopis, make some kunda. Orishtasu made a hole somewhere where Krishna killed him. And they start digging up with their hand. Samsa also with their bala, you know, bangles. Digging, became big. Krishna smiling. And Radhani looked at, what happened? Look, you don't have water. Still I'm telling you, why don't you let our water go to your lake? Take water from me. Radhani said, no, I don't take water from you. I will arrange something else. What will you arrange? He asked all the covered girls, all the sakis, I will give you colors. Now bring water from Manasi Ganga. And it will fill up. We will make our own kunda different from your kunda. Doesn't know Krishna thinking what to do. This Radhani is not listening to me. Then Krishna looked at all the sacred Tirtha leaders, smiled at them, indicating something. They all the sacred rivers, all the Tirthas went to Radhani with folded hands, glorifying her. Nobody can be so great like you. These are great personality. Can't see your lotus feet. Then Radhani little heart melted. She looked at Krishna with a smile. She said, all the gopis come here. She consulted with all the other sakis. Maybe taking consent of the sakis. Then Radhani looked at Krishna smiling. And said, okay, you can come. And all the waters of all Shankunda break open between the two, the gap, broke it through and come to Shankunda and filled up. That is what is said in the scripture. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he arrived there, he is God, he knows everything. He arrived in Harigram, but at the same time, he is asking. Just like him and me, Indra doesn't know. He's God. So he had, and they couldn't tell. Now, where is Radhakund, Shankund? Then he himself went in a field, paddy field. And there are small, little holes, and there's some water. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking bath there. And they were surprised. All the residents of the village is surprised to see why the sadhu is taking birth there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is associated. The real deceased Yanakum, deceased Radha. And he told Raghunath Das Goswami, can you properly excavate? And there was a story, once one man is going to Himalaya, and on his way he heard a voice, don't come to me to worship, you really want to worship me and please me, go to Vrindavan, look for Raghunath Das Goswami, ask him how you can serve him, then you can please him. And again, he asked Raghunath Das, no, I said, you don't have to serve, you want to serve the Lord? Here is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, excavate nicely. And here, you can still go there. So, this day is called Ostori, Krishnastori, or it's called Bahulastori. Because Krishna called all, Bahu, who means many, and Ostori, called so many rivers, sacred rivers, Sarju, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Godavari, Pushkar Tirtha, the pilgrimage of king of all Tirtha called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this day Tirtha Raj, Prayag, Khid Samudra where Lord Narayan with Lakshmi beside, Lavan Samudra, South Ocean, many others. So there are many, so it's called Bahul. So it's called Bahul, and Tithi was Ostam is called Bahulastra. So it is said, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said that Nekhi Swap, people are surprised to see why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking bath, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Radha Kunda as the greatest of all, holiest of holy places of pilgrimage. He said, every day, regularly, Krishna played in the water of Radha Kunda and Radharani also, in Shyam Kunda, both together, and all the gopis there, and enjoy. So all the great, our acharyas, have their bhajan there, even recently, not very far, long ago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sometimes he was there, and Bhakti Siddhartha Thakur, Prabhupada went there to see his Guru Maharaj there and got many instructions. So we find time, we can also sometimes go there and see these places. And all these 70 persons, it is saying, the Pancha Pandava, when Raghunath Das Goswami was expanding, cutting it properly, there are many trees. One day he is thinking, what are these five trees doing here? Say, tomorrow I will cut. And when he's sleeping at night in a dream, he saw those trees manifested into five brothers, Panchapanda, Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjuna, Nakul, Sahadeva. They say, Raghunath Das Goswamiji, please don't, we are doing bhajan here. You are thinking of wiping us out? What? We are doing your bhajan in Radha Kunda. So Raghunath Das decided, I will cut. Again, one day, there's some pastime. One day, Rupa Goswami is writing books. He did his pastime there. So Rupa Goswami, one day, is writing description. The gopis, about the gopis. And gopis in India, you know that ladies make still these days nice hair plaits, which to some extent like a snake. So he's thinking, shall I write it? These gopis' hair plaits are like a snake. And his last portion is very white, it's like a hood of the snake, and then going down narrow. He's writing, but he's hesitating. He's sitting there, and to make it short, I'm saying. Then his brother came, Sanatana Goswami, elder brother, there. Sir, can I write this? Sanatana is thinking what to say, he is not sure. So he's thinking. And at that time, he, Satan was taking bath, so let me read it. That is it. Yeah. করে শ্রীনিবাস এই বৃক্ষের তলায় হইলে যে রক্ত তাহা কহে তোমার একদিন সনাতন গোবর্ধন হইতে ইথা আইলা রূপনাথে দেখিতে বলে রূপ গোস্বামী রূপ গোস্বামী সনাতন গোস্বামী বস কামি খুশি রূপ গোস্বামী সামথিং হ্যাপেন হোয়াট হ্যাপেন সেম সো সরি শ্রী সনাতন রূপ গোস্বামী সনাতন গোস্বামী এত কই আসছেন আমিলাম পূর্ণ জল দেখে বালিকে রূপ গোস্বামী আসছি হোয়াটসঅ্যাপ আইডি নাও সবাই রাইট দিস ইস রাইট অর রং সে সনাতন গোস্বামী ওয়াজ টেকিং বাথ ইন দ্য কুণ্ড সাডেনলি শি স হি স সাম at a distance, small girls are playing. When you're thinking, what to write? Is it right? He's asking me. Shall I say it? Yes or no? He's thinking and taking bath in the kunda. So, suddenly, so at a distance, few little girls, Vedivasi girls, are playing quite a distance. And to his surprise, suddenly, so they are playing, but the hair, where is it called? It's going down. Braid or what I forgot in English, they are hanging, seems like she suddenly appears to him, maybe snake crawling up the head. He is telling the girl, Shabda, what I call in English, careful, careful, the snake on your back, going up to your head. He saw the girls absorbing pain, suddenly looked at Sanatana Goswami. Slightly smile, suddenly disappear. When he's going forward to again caution them, disappear. Then he went to Rupanath. Rupa Goswami said, yes, you can try. So their pastime is still going on. Maybe we have to be still too fortunate to see this. As you say, kono kono bhagwan, one is fortunate. The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur Dham is going on, Namadhyam Dham. Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu Dham. Here Krishna, Radhani's pastime still. Sometimes in big cities, I find big, big roses, each cost so expensive. But by Radhani's mercy, when you come to Vrindavan, find very cheap, you can get a garden, 10 rupees. So fragrant, so fragrant. Why? By the mercy of Radhani. Simply by her mercy she can make garden for Krishna. So we are so fortunate in that sense. We can experience. Radha's mercy is everywhere. We simply have to start with love and devotion. Definitely get the mercy of their mercy. They are always looking at us, seeing how sincere with love and devotion is something. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any question? Comment? Say, nobody is there in these three worlds so great who can properly glorify the greatness, the glories of Radha Kunda and Radha Radha. That is concluding line. But more you do, more you become purified. Maharaj, he is a Brajavasi Maharaj, my dear brother, I know. I am kicked out from here. In time to time come in to get a little mercy of Brajavasis, like Prabhupada's mercy, so that I don't commit offense. He has been living here a long time and go round the world taking Vrindavan in his heart and give Brajakatha, pastimes of Krishna. I hear sometimes, see, sometimes. So you are fortunate, you are coming here. Take Vrindavan in your heart and when you go back, give to others. May Lord bless us. Radharani, Radhasham Sundar, bless us. But also it is a Janardhan Ji. Prabhu, yes? Any question? Who?
Yes, a question.
Oh.
Give that.
Is there? I must say, I have limitation. I still not, we are free from the bodily concept. I am this material body. Though I am saying I am not this body, I am still not free. Please give it to one is asking question.
There might be many elements here in Vrindavan that are not pure. Vrindavan is completely pure. But disturbances that...
Get to the point, please.
How to get rid of this disturbances? You may meet, for example, Vrajavasis which are not being bad, and you may see different kind of elements like dirt and things like this. How to see the purity of Vrindavan through... I cannot express myself, sorry.
That is why Prabhupada made this ISKCON. You render devotional service, you get purified by serving Prabhupada and his followers. You came here, you are already little pure, otherwise you can't come. Many millionaires have got so much money in India, not far from Vrindavan, cannot come. The most powerful person, Prime Minister of some country, cannot come. He come here and see, oh, this is all swear, dirty, this is spiritual world. I don't want to go. And Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada said, it is a very covering of the spiritual world. He keep the materialistic away. One who is pure in heart, free from lusty desires, name, fame, adoration, lust, anger, all those things, dirty things, he can see. He can realize. You are, to some extent, must be pure, otherwise you can't come. Otherwise, those are just outskirts of Vrindavan, Brajamandal, thinking whole life, I'll go there, the next day, soon I'm going, suddenly die. But you have done something in past life, you come here. Now you have got the opportunity to become more pure, rendering service to Vaishnava, rendering service to Krishna, other samsutra, going with that. Does it make sense? It is a gradual process. You can study in primary school mathematics, you can do better. You can go to secondary school, you can do better. You can go to higher secondary, you can do better. You can go to college, do better. You can go to university, better. You can get master's degree, better. First class pass. This is pure devotee. Make sense? I am simply repeating what Prabhupada said. I am not there. You try. Yes, sir.
Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for your teaching. So I am.
It's all Prabhupada's teaching. I am the parrot. Yes. That's what Guru said, I repeat.
I have a very stupid question for a perfect answer. So since many years, we have been told that we are not this body, we are not this one body. So am I a Buddha or elsewhere? Any other alternative? Is anybody who will tell me which one body am I?
If I understand you, what you say, top authority is Krishna. Krishna is an enlightening virtue, he is a great devotee. In other words, he is enlightening us. You say I am this body, theoretically. You say, he don't say I body, he say my body, yes? Where is I? Where is I? That makes it move. That makes it ask me your question. Something separate it will become a lump of earth, water, fire, air. It's a subtle body, mind, intelligence, it makes it move. There is something other than this matter, this soul. He never dies, he never destroys, he never burns, never be made away. It cannot be cut to pieces. That makes you talk, makes you nod your head. You take it out, not nodding, not blinking, not looking. So everything is there. Does it make sense to you? First answer, does it make sense to you? So go step by step. How long you have been rendering devotional service? Under the guidance of some authority?
Since 83.
Yeah?
83.
Since 83. So 83, 70. 27 years. Once in the higher planet, once King of Heaven Indra was thinking, how I heard, if you realize the soul, that you can enjoy nectar, safety, and body. And then Indra also thinking, and Virochana, he is the king of the Asura, he is thinking, oh, he is going to become drinking nectar, enjoying nectar, and become immortal. I will also go. Where to go? Brahma, topmost plant, he's a top man, he's taking it, let's go, and learning from him. In Brahma's, those higher planetary system, our 6 months make 12 hours of Devaloka. And Brahma's, I cannot tell. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Arhat Jat Brahmano Vidhi. If you go to Brahma, then Brahmaloka is our 1,000 years into. Are you hearing? Sir, are you hearing? Listening? What is Kali Yuga? How many years? 4 lakhs? 35,000. Maybe double that one is previous year. And double. 3 times is other year, Trita Yuga. 4 times is Satya Yuga. Now add all these years. Multiply this by 1,000. Krishna is saying, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. So that makes the 12 hours of one day of Brahma. So Brahma says, now take lesson from me. So many years gone, many years gone. Sankara Brahma called them and asked them, look at this water pot. What you have seen? The Virochana said, I have seen my image. And Brahma said, Then ask also the Indra, what you are seeing, Indra also gave some reply. He said, all right. Then another day, he asked me. Then, Virochana thinking, I realize everything from my guru. So how many years you are in material, solar, calculation? 27 years. 27 years. So 27 years, what you have learned, sir, given that, given that. What you have learned?
So I learned that with this body I have to serve Radha Krishna. But this body is not perfect.
Yeah. Get to the point. Tell me, what you have learned? I'm sorry. What you learned? Tell me.
So I've learned to wake up early and attend the program, read the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and chanting my rounds.
And you are doing this, and what you have learned?
But I don't know who I am.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling you are servant eternal. Prabhupada is saying you are eternal servant of Krishna. So you are serving 27 years? You are serving, yes or no?
Yes, I try my best.
You try your best. Then you should also realize something. Do you go to do material activity with your real relatives, those who are not devotees? Those, your relations, before joining Kiston, you go and join with them with their activity, other than devotional service?
Yes, for sure. I'm working outside.
Now, working outside, you, with your materialist, you intimately associate with them. You eat with them.
No, I try not.
I don't understand.
I have to associate with them for the.
I am sorry. Then you cannot understand. Okay. That over say not to do that. But you are doing. So you are not properly doing devotion. It's 27 years gone, but you are doing also. So that is the result you are staying. Otherwise, by now, you will see. We are seeing, we will at least do something. That much is there. You understand. That is why you are here. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Now, Prabhupada says everything will be complete or perfect if we then serve prasad. Please come and take prasad. Thank you.
Hey, please make line. Please line.
Behave yourself. Make line. Unless we behave, set up example, we cannot be teacher. It's going to mean, Prabhupada said, you have to become teacher. You shouldn't be cheater. Hare Krishna. Ladies this side, men this side. Ladies this side.
Come quick, come closer, closer. Closer.
Please come close.
I got nothing. Nothing. Hand.
Sweet water,
yeah? Thank you. Dekhte hain.
Bhi to hai. Mataji chadhi. Thank you very much.
Come close. Come close.
Come close. I can touch my
hand.
I have no mystic power. Dekho ki kya bana. Rangoli bana. Bahut sundar. Come
here.
Baba ji. Cut.
Let's take it. Where you
go? Hey, I'm here, huh? Hey.
No, I can take it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Right hand. Left hand. Left hand. Hari Bol Prasad. Hey Lala. Yeah.